Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good weekend for the Detroit Lions. Good weekend for the Detroit Pistons. Not so much for the Detroit Red Wings. Michigan, Michigan State both had a bye. Fascinating Saturday of college football. This Indiana Hoosiers team is unbelievable. Spartans back in action. And the team that the Spartans are playing on Saturday was the one that took Indiana to the wire, Penn State, State College. Michigan takes on Northwestern. Northwestern, that Northwestern-USC game was a game until Northwestern had a pick, what looked like might be a pick six. But their defensive lineman dove for the end zone, fumbled the ball out of the end zone for a touchback in like three play. And so USC got the ball back and then went on like a 65-yard run, scored a touchdown right before the half, completely changed that game. I know Penn State's winless in the Big Ten. Penn State's winless in the Big Ten. They went from national championship contender to winless in the Big Ten.
Gee, how could a team do that? Oh, sorry. Michigan State doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, they weren't a national championship contender.
We were years ago.
I'm talking about this year.
Whatever.
I can't believe what's happened to Penn State. I cannot believe it. But anyway, Penn State's playing better, and I know Northwestern can give you problems. Anyway, they both have to show up and play well.
Yeah, and Oregon.
What's that?
Oregon in their game, they had to come back at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Kinnick, field goals at the end of the game.
Kinnick's a place, man. Kinnick is a place.
It is a place.
248-539-9797. All right, so look, almost everything was positive. One thing I'm bummed about is Terrion Arnold was having a good game and he had to leave to get checked out for a concussion. I hope he's okay because Terrion Arnold is coming around here a little bit. There's some positive signs with Terrion Arnold. So I'm encouraged by what we've seen. I hope he's okay.
Yeah,
that was kind of a bummer.
100%.
Yeah. Let's get back to your phone calls. Mark in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I called about the Pistons, but the Lions. I think Dan wanted to switch it up yesterday. I don't think it's a problem like him and Anthony Lynn. When Anthony Lynn was calling the offense, it was just terrible. I think they still have an input in it. I think Dan is going to call the plays, but I think he's getting input from all the coaches. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. Whoever calls the plays, I think they're all collaborating. I don't think this is a fire the offensive coordinator because they put up points even with John Morton calling the offense. They put up at least 20 some points. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think they just wanted to switch it up a little bit. If Dan continues to call the plays, I think it'll be a collaboration of all of them.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any intention to get rid of John Morton. I think that maybe for the rest of the season now we might see Dan
right,
Campbell call plays.
It ain't like he stuck it up like Anthony Lynn. They were still in the one.
Yeah, I mean, different team altogether. But yeah, I of course he took over and things changed. And I think what you might see is. And what has already been going on behind the scenes, but now we're all kind of privy to it. Dan Campbell's more Andy Reid than anybody wants to give him credit for. You know, Andy Reid is the guy who called
Dan
plays.
Campbell, I don't understand why people don't understand. Why do they think he's not smart? He's been around some of the best. Sean Payton was one of the best offensive minds in football. Yeah. He's a smart guy. He's not a. He's very smart. He was a tight end coach. He's smart. But I didn't call the I enjoy your show, but I'm impressed with the Pistons. Here's the, you think that we found the Batman to the Robin to Case Batman. You think, I think Durham might be that one. And the scary part about Durham is I think he can get better defensively covering bigs. And I'm impressed by how he handles the court like a guard. So I think if they continue to develop each other, once Ivy comes back, there's no reason why they can't go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens when Ivy comes back, because talented player. I think we're all excited. They've played really well without him.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
No, I just want to get pushed around anymore. Felt like the caller pushed me around a little bit. Add to what he was saying.
You
got overtaken. Like, step aside. I've got a point to make.
You just got bullied.
I got bullied a little bit.
He got bullied.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I know what it feels like now. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, he was on a roll.
It was on a roll.
Yep.
But do you think are we seeing like an Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy relationship now?
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't want to overreact.
It would be really telling if they look good against Philly on Sunday night.
Yeah, because Andy Reid obviously was a guy calling plays, but Bieniemy was the offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid was like nothing but glowing terms about Bieniemy. And I think we're kind of seeing that here. Like, no, John Morton's a huge part of this team, mm-hmm. but, he doesn't have the menu.
What a difference a week makes. Last Monday, people were very concerned. Then Tuesday came and went, and people, it's kind of shifted into hostility. And then they go out and they do what they've done so many times under Dan Campbell. They answer the bell. So, they don't lose back-to-back games.
So, Gator, I don't think Dan Campbell wants it to be an Andy Reid situation where he's calling plays. I think he likes the fact that he can monitor both sides of the ball mm-hmm. and give it up to the coordinators. So I don't know moving forward. Like this year, I think Dan Campbell is going to continue calling plays personally. We'll find out, of course. But I think if he had it perfectly the way he wanted it, the offensive coordinator would be calling plays on the offense, and the defensive coordinator is calling plays on the defense. And I think he likes to be the guy in between and have his hands on everything and not have to focus on one. Because he even mentioned it yesterday. He had to shift things around when you're calling plays, right. So I don't think he wants to really do this all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe that's why he may not call plays the rest of the way. You guys wonder, was there any doubt that he was going to do it? I think there is doubt that he's going to be the full-time play caller.
I think he wanted to nip this thing in the bud right away. The caller was saying, the offense was still scoring points. Yeah, overall, the average numbers were up, but they didn't look that they had any flow last game. And before it got out of control, Dan Campbell made the decisions probably sometime early, very last week. Said, hey, I'm calling plays.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because if you'd watched, and we had John Morton's news conferences all year long, the coordinators meet with the media on Thursday. Something Thursday didn't seem right. I interpreted it as he was feeling the heat from inside the building. Like he was being told that, there's some things here that we need to shore up. But little did I know that wasn't it at all. It was, he was not calling plays, but something was different, which prompted a phone call, which led me to believe that something was different, but I didn't know it was that different. 248-539-9797. Rod is next on 97.1. Hello, Rod.
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Power Rod. How you doing this morning?
Good to talk to you, Rod.
Power Rod. Okay. Now, the Lions, they convincingly won. It wasn't just because that Washington was just a weak team. They actually did it. They passed the ball around. They did just rely on the run. And that's, I just don't want to see run heavy stuff. I need to see, you know, the receivers all get involved and a variety of things. So it was very convincing. Very, very convincing. And also, as far as the Pistons, look like they're clicking so far. But I think they're still going to need a couple more big names to come in and help them out. And the only way to do that is to bring in Magic Johnson as one of the co-owners. What? Bring in Magic. Magic is winning championships, bro. And he's from Michigan. So bring in Magic and get more big names. Big names. And I think that'll help them get over the hump against the elite. Because you can, on the regular season, it's one thing. But when it comes down to winning playoff games, you're going to need those real, real, real big names. And I think you bring in Magic Johnson to be a part of the ownership somehow, some way, it'll happen.
Thanks, Rod.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.